I think it's something that, you know, over time, you know, you accumulate respect, I think it is, you know, as far as veteran guys that's been around a long time, has played this game a long time, you know, you've taken, a beating basically for over a certain amount of years. So, I mean, you give those guys a little bit of time off because they've done it. I think younger guys, I think they have to go through it and, know what it's all about. And I think that's really all it is.
Charles, when you don't play in a preseason game, do you kind of take on the assistant cornerbacks or safeties coach mentality on the sideline?
A little bit. You know, I try to really just point out the obvious things that I might see, you know, with a young guy when he's out there. I'll try to maybe get them to see the game, you know, from my perspective of what I've seen when I see an offense line up, and just give a little tidbit. So, I mean, I do try to give a little bit without trying to, you know, overwhelm a guy and trying to get him to play like I play. I mean, they have to go out and, beat themselves and get the defense the way they need to get it and see things the way they need to see it. So it'll be important for them to go out there and get their feet wet and understand what the NFL is all about.
Is that especially important when your defense is trying to be fixed by a number of new guys and young guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think each position has a guy like that. You know, I think D-line will have a guy like that secondary-wise. You know, they have myself. They have Tremont as well. So I think, you know, everybody, the veterans, you know, try to take it upon themselves to just give a little bit of what they've learned, you know, over the course of their career. So I think that is important.
Just a couple more, mature.
With a guy like Morgan, who's played some football, he's still a young guy, is he kind of a guy that you try to maybe take under your wing or mentor a little bit?
You know, Morgan is, just watching him this camp, I think he's had an outstanding camp. I think he's a guy that I think he's played enough football on his level to know what it's all about. I don't think he needs a whole lot of help, you know, from me as far as taking him under my wing. I think he has a really good feel for the game, and I think that him and Darren Perry really have a good relationship, and I think anything or any questions that he has, he really bounces them off a DP. So I look for him to have an outstanding year because he's looked great in camp.
Charles, from the outside looking in, when we looked at last year, we did think personnel was a significant reason for the defense challenges. You fix that. But is there anything that Dom has put in, whether it's playing more dime, which he looks like he wants to do, or some new blitzes that you guys have never seen before, that has you excited about some scheme changes too?
I think along with the guys that we brought in, I think, maybe, like you said, trying to play a little bit more dime, you know, and keeping more defensive backs on the field and having that speed out there on the field, I think, can help us out. You know, a big downfall for us last year was third down. And so I think having more speed out there, being able to get guys down and get over the field is going to, you know, be very important for us this year. So I think that aspect of it will help.
I saw what you saw to Mike, what you said to Mike Silver the other day. When you're going through a season where you don't feel like you might not be able to fix things in time, what's it like then the following season where maybe you get encouraged that you feel like you might have fixed those things and now your confidence is back up in your defense as a whole?
I think we're encouraged. I mean, I think practice-wise, I think there's been a lot of energy out there on the field. And I think we have added some pieces to our defense that we feel like are going to help us. So, I think, when this is preseason, everybody really feels good about their chances. So, I mean, we really do feel good, you know, about what we're doing, the way we're working. I thought defensively, I think coaches as well felt like last night was probably our best practice as a defensive unit. So when you see us flying around like we did last night, making some plays, stopping the offense, you know, on a lot of the, you know, situations that we had out there, then you're encouraged by it. So we'll feel good going into, you know, the first game with who we pick as a team and get ready to, make another run.